Hi everyone, this is Nick Bosk here for your Coaching 101 Minute. It's a recap of our Coaching 101 teleclasses from this week. They were led by Lorna Poole and Scott Massarelli. And we had a pretty packed classes. We had people from Spain, a number from US, both from Wisconsin, California, and Pennsylvania, India, Germany, Canada, Singapore, and Shanghai. The main question that we want to focus on for our recap today is a question about should. This came out of the conversation when we were talking about action versus delay, which is one of the modules for our Coaching 101 teleclass. Now, this is all about moving from a disempowering perspective into an empowering perspective. And in this case, it's moving from a place of delay into a place of action. And the question that came up was, what happens when and how do you support a client that has a lot of shoulds, kind of the in-between the action and delay? Now, one of the other modules that we have here at ICA that I think speaks directly to this question of shoulds is our module called Commitment Versus Trying. So moving from a place of trying into a place of commitment. So when I'm working with my own clientele, it's looking at the word should is really a good indicator of a change being needed. So it can either be that you need to take action and you're just waiting and you haven't committed fully to taking that action, or maybe it means that it's not the right action for you. You know, whether this is I should have done this or I should not have done that. You know, it's kind of a lot about doubt. When looking at this whole concept of committing versus trying, if you are trying, there's doubt. So if you're in a place of trying, in a place of should, there's a lot of doubt there, whether you think you can't do it or you really don't want to do it. So what happens then? The result is failure. Whereas when you look at commitment, actually taking that action, so a commitment plus action equals success. So really what we're talking about here when we're bringing this concept of shoulds is either failure or success. And often these shoulds can be a good indicator that we're not on the right path. Or it could be the indicator that success is right around the corner. It's really impossible in this world to commit to everything. And I think that's often where a lot of our shoulds come from. We should be doing this because other people are doing it, or we're told that we should do this. So the most important thing, first and foremost, whenever I'm working with a client that has this should issue, is to have them look at their desires, their goals in life. So I know we've said this many times before, but one of the first things that we do with many clients is we'll do some sort of needs assessment, helping them to locate, you know, what it is that they really want in their life and what are their strengths. So needs and strengths for a brand new client. And we use that as a guidepost throughout the entire coaching session. So if you've done this, you know, with a client, say six sessions beforehand, and now this whole concept of shoulds are showing up, it really is a good time to look back and to see, are these shoulds a sign of an impeding failure, or is it a sign of a success right around the corner? It's really going to look back at what their values are in life and what their strengths are. So it's really helping to have that dialogue to open up that client so they aren't overcommitting themselves, or they aren't stuck in a loop of just trying to do something. So really, the first step is just to look at what your values are. So, you know, if you're thinking for yourself, what is it that I need to do? Should I do this or should I not do this? You are the only one that can really answer that question. So look back at what your ultimate goals are. Does this fit into? Could this be part of the puzzle? The biggest thing is not to be stuck in a trying standpoint, because that will equal failure. Either commit or don't commit, which is both commitment. So at the end of the class, we opened up for Q&As, looking at anything from ICA to even just coaching in general. And there were a lot of questions that were brought up around credentialing and certification. So what is the difference between a coaching certification and a coaching credential? And what is the importance of certification as a coach? We also looked at the backgrounds of successful coaches, as in what did they do beforehand, before coming to coaching. Now we answered all of these questions and many more. So if you're interested in learning more about these questions or about shoulds or should nots, come along to an upcoming Coaching 101 teleclass. It's a free offering, the chance to sample our classes and to learn some information as well about coaching and the coaching industry in general. This has been Nick Bosk for your Coaching 101 Minute.
Thank you.